thank you, Lord God. Go ahead, John. Praise you, Lord. Man, everything tonight just seems to kind of talk about them mountains that we climb. I faced a mountain that I've never faced before. That's why I'm calling on you, Lord. Oh, I know it's been a while, so Lord, please hear my prayer. Oh, I need you like I never have before. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert. Oh, yeah. To get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Forgive me, Jesus. I thought I could control whatever life would throw my way. Oh, but this I will admit has brought me to my knees. Oh, I need you, Lord, and I'm not ashamed to say. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a I praise you, Lord, because I do believe.
Hallelujah.
My name is Madeline Cox. I have been coming to Open Range Fellowship for a few years now, and I wanted to share a little bit of my testimony tonight. Last June, Pastor Josh had a Bible study about talking to God. And during that time, I heard God tell me that he was working and that his Father was working also. On the page right next to it, in John, it's the story about the Samaritan woman at the well. I identify very closely to this woman in the fact that she had many men that she had lived with in the past. She didn't have anyone to comfort her, not in, you know, the sense of just, you know, for help, just needing someone there to talk to. I've been there personally, and I knew exactly how it felt to be possibly abused, to be sexually assaulted. I knew what it was like to be her and just to feel completely alone in that situation. When Jesus comes to her and shows her, you know, that compassion, that love, that understanding, and, you know, lets her know that, you know, you're not alone. You're not the only one in this situation. You know, if you want help, I will help you. I am not alone. I am not alone. We don't deserve any of what we receive from God. It's just because of his unyielding love that he supplies us with everything that we need. What I really like about it in my situation is, yes, I did horrible things in my past. However, God was able to turn it around so much that I went from where I was to being a part of the ministry Purchased, where we go and help women that are involved in the sex industry, and we help them get out of them. It's just been a very powerful thing for me to go through, that God would actually care enough to take me out of this situation and put me in this one, that I could actually be there for women that are like me, that were like me. I know that we all go through difficult times, hardships, just horrible, horrible times in our lives that you think no one is going to be there for you. But I want you to know this, that God will never, ever abandon you. There's nothing too dirty that you can't make worthy. You wash me in mercy. I am clean.
Sometimes what we want isn't what God wants. And God doesn't want me to preach tonight. And I had a good one ready. Enough said. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. What God wants me to tell you tonight is what he recorded in 1 Peter 5 and 7, where he says to cast all of your cares upon him because he cares for you. Not some of your cares, all of your cares. All means all. That's all means. Then he says in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You see, this Jesus that we sing about and preach about and talk about, this Jesus is real. He's not a myth. He's not a fable. He's a miracle worker. He alone can not only forgive our sins, but cleanse them. Though they're scarlet, they can become white as snow. Matters not what's in your past. Matters not what you have or haven't done. Matters not where by worldly standards how bad you've been. There's one thing that cannot be forgiven, and it's the sin of unbelief. It's the sin of rejecting the lifeline that the Lord, by His Holy Spirit's convicting and drawing and tugging at your heart, trying to reel you into a boat of safety, but yet you constantly say, no, no, some other time. That's not for me. I don't accept that. I won't believe that. I won't receive that. That's the only thing that can't be forgiven. Prostitution, alcoholism, drugs, murder, thievery, lying, a religious spirit, gossip, backbiting, sins of omission, all of that can be forgiven. But we must come to Him on His terms. You see, we need to cling to the Scriptures in our heart and our spirit that says that while we were yet sinners, He loved us. And gave Himself for us. We don't have to clean anything up. We don't have to get presentable to come to Him. We come just like we are. We allow Him to do not only the cleansing of our sins, but to then begin to, as we seek Him, for Him to begin to form in us convictions of right and wrong, what we should and shouldn't do, as we learn from His Word, as we studied and put His Word in our heart so that we don't sin against Him. It's a developing process. Now, salvation is instant and it's free. But from that point on, it's a growing process. I want you Christians that have been serving the Lord for any length of time whatsoever to evaluate and grade your own paper right now. Are you the same right now that you were 10 years ago? Or are you growing in the Lord? Because you see, healthy things grow. And growing things change. Are you changing to look more like Him? Or are you the same person that you were once you received Christ as your Savior? All of us need to be pursuing Him. All of us need to be seeking His face, not just His hand. We need to seek His face. We need to seek His presence. We need to seek His Word. We need to seek His counsel, so that He can change us. What's the definition of Christian? Like Christ. Christ-like. To be like Him. That should be the ultimate goal of each and every one of us who call Him Lord. And I can attest for me, I'm so far from being like Jesus, I can't stand myself sometimes. But I'm trying to change. I'm trying day by day to allow God to do a work in me by the power of His Spirit, and watching His Word work in me, and watching Him form things, you know, that I used to be so absolutely sure about. I've discovered I was absolutely wrong. Like this testimony tonight of a lady's life that was truly transformed. And like many of you, You have the same type story, just like I do. But there are some of you here tonight that you say, Dennis, I don't know this Jesus that you're talking about. Or perhaps I once walked with him, but like the prodigal son, I turned and went down a path that I chose because I had a better way. I had it all figured out, only to find yourself in a pig pen, only to find yourself in a lifestyle that's not bringing satisfaction and happiness, peace and joy. All of these are attributes and side effects that go accompany being a child of God. See, he promises to give us his peace, not the world's peace, his peace. I'm going to ask you, if you would, to just bow your head. I don't need to preach, and God doesn't want me to preach tonight. But I'm going to ask each of you to be honest with yourself and say, I can't say, like this young lady on this video tonight, that my life has been turned around. But I can say that, like her, I feel so alone, and that no one is there, and that no one really cares. I'm here to tell you tonight that the Lord cares. And if you'll but come to him, if you'll but come to him, he'll do something in you, for you, and through you that I nor no other human being can do. It's called a God thing. But it's personal. It's between you and the Lord. He said, whosoever will, come.